Good Saturday morning, and welcome to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell, in with you as always on your Saturday mornings, your Sports Saturday right here on 93.5 FM. Big Sports Saturday, a lot to talk about today. Of course, coming up tonight at 7 p.m., Texas and Tennessee, round two of the NCAA tournament. One of my favorite times of the year, March Madness. That's what it's been so far. It's been really March Madness for the SEC, some of the teams in the SEC. Kentucky going down, Florida going down, Auburn going down. Let's see, Mississippi State. The league that was supposed to be one of the best two in the NCAA has not fared too well. Tennessee got a big win a couple of days ago, so they've got the matchup they want. So they put Tennessee and Texas in prime time tonight. So if you like basketball, or whether you like basketball or not, man, this is one of the best times of the year. So fun watch some of these teams that you don't hear about come up with these shocking wins, last second buzzer beaters, overtime wins. A lot of compelling things that happen in March Madness. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk some Hardin County baseball. Coach Harville will join in. We'll talk to him about this past season, or not past season, past week, and then what's ahead for the Tigers as they move into next week. Coach Alex Seaton will be in, along with Justin Fortune. Big Maroon Golf Tournament is just around the corner, April the 13th. And they got a lot of stuff planned for that. We'll tell you how you can get in the tournament. We'll tell you about some of the things that are planned for the tournament. We're going to make it an event to remember. And it's on Masters Weekend. So have a lot of fun out there, and we'll talk to Alex and Justin a little bit later on. Spring sports is in full gear. They're rolling right now. We'll have the results of Lady Tiger softball, Hardin County tennis and track coming up a little bit later on. Hey, this is what's happening around the community, too. I wanted to mention this real quick. We've been promoting this pretty hard at 93.5 FM. But Hee Haw tonight started last night, had a big crowd. Hee Haw tonight, in case you missed it, at Hardin County High School Auditorium. 6 p.m., the doors will open pre-show. 6:30 is the show. So go out and see Hee Haw, local talent. A lot of great people involved in this for a great cause. Hardin Countyans helping Hardin Countyans, and all the money goes to the Hardin County Cancer Association. So if you want to go out there and get have some entertainment and see what's around town, all the people that can do things that you go, God, I didn't know that guy could do that. Or I didn't know she could sing that way. So, and plus a lot of fun, too. Next weekend, the senior play will be on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Admission is $5. So the kids work hard on this. Go out there and support the senior play at Hardin County High School. That's next weekend, next Friday and Saturday. Coach Harville will join in. We'll talk some Tiger baseball. That's coming your way next. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. We'll be back and talk some Tiger baseball. That's coming your way next. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell, in with you this Saturday morning. Beautiful Saturday morning, especially after yesterday and last night. Rain, rain, rain. We need rain. I don't know if we need it all in one day, but we need rain for sure. And speaking of rain, it creates a mess for my next guest, Coach Chad Harville, coming in. Hey, Coach, how's things going on your Saturday morning? I know this rain kind of makes a mess for you, for sure.
Yeah, it does. It's unfortunate. We try to get in a groove and get to play several games in a row, and sometimes those rain days are good, but in this case, early in the season, it's not when you're trying to get guys ready, and then you start district play on Monday. So, you know, unfortunate the timing of this rain out.
Yeah, I had a rain out yesterday. Well, this is our second one, and then the Riverside game. Now, the game yesterday that was rained out, it'll be made back up. The Riverside game, y'all just going to kind of play that by ear and see how your season go?
Yeah, we don't have a date for it. You know, he does a pretty good job of trying to attempt to make it up. So we've got a few open dates, so we'll see if we can make that one up at some point.
Well, you're a sports fan. Before we get into baseball, March Madness, we were talking about it off the air just a few minutes ago. Man, what in the world is going on with the SEC?
Yeah, it's been crazy. You had the men's and women's started, you know, and yesterday was a rainy day, sitting inside getting some housework done and computer work done and watching some hoops. So, you know, it was, you know, typical March Madness, a lot of upsets, a lot of things that are unforeseen in those games.
You know, I was thinking about those type games now compared to where they were just a couple of years ago. With NIL and the portal, man, it sure does change things for some of these non-Power 5 schools where they get kids that could play at an SEC school or ACC school or Big 12 or Big 10. And they get a pass somewhere else, and then all of a sudden it turns that whole program around for a smaller school.
If you really listen to the commentators in those games, that's what they talk about quite a bit. I mean, a lot of those smaller schools have guys that are transferred from bigger programs and more powerhouse type programs, and it definitely makes it competitive. Not near as many blowouts yesterday, that's for sure.
That's for sure. And that kid from Oakland that defeated Kentucky, boy, he just went, hey, we're not Cinderella, not as – threw down 32 on Kentucky.
He was pretty convicted in that, talking about that. So it was pretty neat to see.
Have you heard his stat line this year? He's only attempted 8 2-point shots this season.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He likes it outside. That's for
no
sure.
No doubt.
All right, let's get into some baseball. Big week of baseball started on Monday at South Gibson. And then Loretto on Tuesday, and then we got rained out last night. But let's go back to South Gibson, and we knew South Gibson was going to be a tough assignment for the Tigers. We've already faced them in a scrimmage, and so we go to their place. That's a growing school too, isn't it, Chad, that where they are kind of the new kid on the block, and they're getting players from all around Gibson and probably Madison County.
Yeah, they are. They're always solid. You know, I talked to their coaching staff, and they're usually getting quite a few transfers in there every year, so it makes their roster pretty deep. They're athletic. You know, they don't have a whole lot of lulls. They came here in scrimmage just a few weeks ago, and they were solid, really good. Duke goes out there the other night, throws a really good game through four innings. It was one of those cold nights, windy. It was it was a crisp night. And then Duke goes out there and throws pretty good, had a high pitch count through four innings, and then we end up giving our younger guys some opportunities because we were uncertain about what we were going to do the following night with pitching. So some of our younger guys went out there and threw, didn't have their best stuff that night, and then it just ended up being lopsided at the end, but it was a much closer game than what the score showed for sure.
Yeah, I was talking to Greg last week, and I kind of just had an impromptu thought. We had Latrell on, and I wasn't trying to shun you at all, but I wanted to spend a lot of time with Latrell. I don't know if you got to hear that interview with him, but, man, what an amazing young man, and had an opportunity to have him in. You know, he didn't have a whole lot of time. So, but we were talking about that, and then the South Gibson game, talking about going over there, and you were talking about Duke did throw really well, but are you on a with your pitchers right now early in the season? I know there's a pitch count, but are you on a pitch count for them right now?
Not necessarily a pitch count. I mean, I just kind of judge that on, you know, how stressful the inning was, where their innings were, you know, compared to how many innings are they throwing per pitches per inning, things like that, that I really, you know, look at, talk to the guys in between innings, see how they feel. You know, you got to try to learn to read guys, because they'll tell you they feel great and the results are showing a little something different, getting a little tired, you can tell. You know, and I definitely thought the other night after four innings at 90 pitches in cold weather, Duke had had enough. He had had some kind of stressful innings. So, so that's kind of how I go about that. I feel like we prepare our guys to throw a lot of pitches early in the season. Because I usually don't ask my guys to throw. If you're a starter, I usually don't ask my guys to throw midweek just to get some work in during the game. So, or during the season. So, they usually only get their starts, and that's about it. So I look up some of these schools; they have starters getting midweek innings and things like that. So I usually don't do that. So my guys usually have time to recover from week to week.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, Loretta was in town. I think ranked number two in the state in their division, and a very good baseball team. And they've got some talent on that side too. They come to Hardin County and our opening home game. We'll talk to Coach Harville about that game. Also, what's ahead next week as well. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Talking with Coach Chad Harville of the Hardin County Tigers baseball team. Coming up here in just a bit, Coach Alex Seaton will be in along with Justin Fortune. We're going to talk about the Big Maroon Golf Tournament that will be April the 13th and all the activities that they have planned for that day. Should be a big day, especially if you're a golfer and come out and help support the Big Maroon Club. Also coming up tonight, Texas and Tennessee right here on 93.5 FM, starting at 7 p.m. is the tip time for that, or around there. Well, you take one on the chin at South Gibson, Chad, then come back, and you've got another really good team. We've talked about this schedule and how tough it is, especially in the first part of the season, and you got a really good team coming in with Loretto, well-coached, somehow or another. They just keep producing pitcher after pitcher after pitcher. And so they come into town, and your team's kind of in a tough spot. You know, hadn't had a whole lot of success, but we hadn't scored a lot. We played some really good teams. And then you got this team coming in, and you really need to get a big win on Tuesday to kind of – this kind of would be one of those games that might turn the season around.
Yeah, no doubt. We did not play well over at Riverside. And then, you know, our original home opener was supposed to be that Friday night against Riverside. So you wanted to get that one in. It got rained out. And then, you know, you had the trip to South Gibson, then you roll in to face Loretta. And I knew we were going to face their good arms because it's Monday and Tuesday. So, we did a great job at the plate. Strider Jones, man, stepped up big time as a senior and his first start of the season, goes out there, and I'm going to probably say the best I've ever seen him look with all four pitches, you know, commanding the zone, being able to throw pitches behind in the count, just looked in command the entire game. And they've got some experience. Loretto's got some experience atop their order. And they, you know, they have two of their best three arms on the mound, with Seymour and Tidwell. So, and Seymour didn't have a great night. He was a little erratic, and we hit some balls hard. I think we had like eight hits and a lot of outs that were right at guys. And we had a good practice leading up to the South Gibson game. We came in on Sunday afternoon, had a good practice, swung it really well, felt good about what we're doing. And you just had to learn to carry that over into the game. And I think Loretto, that game, we did a lot of good things. you know, just barrels, pitching, made some good defensive plays. And, you know, that always makes you feel good when you beat good teams, you know, and it's a good way to get it turned around and move it in the right direction. And our guys believe in what we can do. And you know, it's just convincing them early in the year what we can do and what we got to be better at.
Yeah, exactly. And I got to listen to that game. I couldn't come out there the other night, but I listened to Greg and Clark, and then I've got to see some clips. But it seemed like, yeah, the momentum, we got the momentum early, and then Strider was throwing really well. Do you think that helped kind of helped at the plate as well with the way he was performing on the mound? It's like, okay, we need to get this thing together and see what we can do at the plate and get some runs for him because he's out there holding them in check.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, the positive of that game is Strider goes out there and puts up a zero in inning one, and we come in and score. When you score first, it always makes you feel better. It allows you to relax a little bit, you know, makes you realize you don't have to be so perfect. The first four games that we've played, we felt like we've not played well. We hadn't scored, so you feel like you got to be perfect. Pitcher's got to be perfect. Defense has got to be perfect. And it's hard to play like that. The other night, you know, we just kind of put it all together. There was a lot of good things that happened. So a few breaks went in our way. We had a ball, you know, at third, get away and go in our dugout and give us a run there. Those are things you know, you need to get you kind of moving in the right direction. But our guys have done a tremendous job in the last week and a half of staying focused and believing what we're doing. And we've had two good workouts the last 2 days. So, you know, it just leads into – you know, where you're at in the season. We start a little earlier in district play this year, 2 weeks earlier, so that's kind of odd. Usually you got a couple more weeks to figure those things out. But we start Monday with district play, and you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and that's, like you said, that's got to give you some confidence. Everybody, coaching staff, players going into district play. And starting off with Chester County, which, you know, my goodness, that's a pretty tough call going over there. But after getting a win, if you can compete against a team and get a win like you did 5-1 over Loretta, I mean, my goodness, you know, anybody in our district, I would dare say that can match them other than Chester County, especially on the mound.
Yeah, it seems like we talk about this every time. Like, I play a tough schedule for a reason, so you're not overwhelmed when you're playing good competition, you know, and that's the goal of it, you know, and your record may suffer from that at times, but you're not overwhelmed. Our guys are not overwhelmed, you know, and we just got to do what we've been talking about and believe in. And, you know, it'll be a battle Monday, Tuesday. There's no doubt. They didn't lose many guys. They brought in some guys that replaced guys that they lost that are probably better than the ones they lost. So, it'll be a battle. It'll be a good 2 days, and then you finish up the week with Loretto and Scotts Hill. So you know, got another tough week ahead, and then you go into spring break week.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was thinking about Loretto. I was talking to somebody about them and some of the pitchers that they have had at their school. It's a smaller school, and it's kind of crazy. They've got a couple of guys that are in the pros now. That Blade Tibble, he was over here. I remember him pitching over here and doing that game, and he's thinking, goodness gracious, he's just getting better and better as we went through that game and ends up at Tennessee and in the pros. And then I think the coach's son as well. I didn't get to see him pitch, but and it sounds like they've got another good pitching staff there. And for a small area, where are they getting these kids?
Well, I'll tell you what Loretto does is Loretto knows how to have a winning culture, period. I mean, they win in basketball, boys and girls. They just do a lot of good things over there. You know, I talked to David Weathers at Lynx about that the other night, and they just know how to win. They expect to win. The parents expect to win. The community expects to win. And then, you know, when it comes to baseball, that allows you to get some transfers in there. If you're a baseball player and you're moving to another area, you know, you can go to Loretto and know what to get or know what you're going to get. You know, not only does David Weathers coach there, but their head coach is a is a guy that pitched in the big leagues as well. So they got two guys that know pitching, they know the game of baseball, and then they get talent. So, you know, it's always nice when you're going to face a good team, you know you're going to have to play well, and, you know, and you get a win like we did the other night against them, and we'll have to play well when we go there next Friday.
Yeah, you know what was funny? We went over there and played – excuse me, this – We went over there and played in basketball, and they had a rich history in especially in girls basketball. And we go over there, and the facilities were like back in the 40s. I mean, it was crazy, that gymnasium. And I was thinking, man, they, you know, for such a rich history, you would think they might build them a little bit better facility to play
there. They did. This is their first year in their new gym.
Oh, they got one. Okay, well, good, because barn, that one was
the barn is no longer. So yeah, moved into the new facility, and you know their baseball field, man, it's top notch. I mean, it's big. It's they do a good job playing surface. Their press box is nice. Their stadium's nice. They've done a great job, and the weathers have had a large impact on that park and that program. It's you know, his daughter's playing in the NCAA tournament right now with Alabama, and then their youngest one was up for Miss Basketball, I believe, and then Ryan is going to be, more than likely on the opening day roster for the Marlins. So they definitely have a history of doing well over there.
Yeah, fun family function there to talk about sports, right, with that
no
bunch.
Doubt.
Chad, I appreciate you coming in, spending a little bit of your time this Saturday morning. Of course, the Tigers will be at Chester County. That start, is that a 6:30 start, I guess? 6:30 start at Chester County on Monday. Then we'll be back home on Tuesday with Chester County, and then back on the road with Loretto and then Scottsdale to finish out the week. So a big week of baseball coming up for the Tigers. We'll be there with them. We'll follow them every step. Greg White, Clark Jones will be there as they'll bring you all the action of Hardin County baseball. So, big win on Tuesday night. Rain out last night. That one will be made up on April the 5th at 6:30, the game that would have been at Bolivar last night. So, Coach, congratulations on the big win against Loretto. Got a big week ahead, and we wish you the best of luck. And we'll see you on Monday.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, man. That's Coach Chad Harville, Hardin County Tiger Baseball. We've got more to talk about. Big tournament, golf tournament coming up April the 13th. Coach Seaton is in. Justin Fortune and Carter Carroll are here with the Big Maroon Club. And we'll talk about their golf tournament and what you should expect on April the 13th. Also coming up a little bit later on, we'll run down the results of Lady Tiger softball, tennis, and track. All right, we'll take a quick time out. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We just finished up with Coach Chad Harville. Tigers got a big win on Tuesday against Loretto, and a complete game by Strider Jones. I know he was glad to see that as they move into district play on Monday as they'll take on Chester County right here on 93.5 FM at 6:30. Let's bring in Alex Seaton and Jason Fortune, not Justin, Jason. Let me run. All right, there you go. Do what?
I said, depending on the situation.
Depending on, yeah, exactly. And Carter Carroll's also in with the Big Maroon Club. And y'all have a golf tournament coming up on April the 13th. How many is this?
I would say this is about the fifth year, maybe.
Yeah, that's what
I
was thinking. About
something
five,
like that, yeah.
I was trying to think if I've ever won it.
I don't recall.
You don't recall? I don't recall either. That's not a good sign when you don't recall if you've ever won that tournament or not. So that tells you the state of my golf game and all the partners that I've been picking to play with me. But anyway, it's been a work in progress. It's something that y'all came up with, Coach Smith did a few years ago, a way to kind of make some money and help fund the football program along with Big Maroon and all the work that they do. But last year was kind of maybe your biggest year, I think.
Yeah, we had 17 teams, I think, that played in the tournament, and there was a few more that entered teams didn't have anyone actually play, which is good too. But it fluctuates around 20, and that's what we're hoping to get to, 20-plus, maybe for this year is our goal. So, like you mentioned, April 13th, registration is going to be at 8 o'clock, tee off at 9 o'clock. So if you have any interest in putting a team in, it's $300 to enter a team. And then additionally, we also have whole sponsorships that we're going to offer where we'll get a sign made up, put your business or your name on a hole, and that's $100 fee to get the sign put up. Then there's going to be some additional things. We're going to have a mulligan package like we've done in the past, which is a little bit different than some have done locally, but that includes, I believe, two mulligans per person in the group, and then you've got an opportunity to hit from the red tees, the men do, and then you really the different one that we've added is that you get a throw, which is an extension of a shot. So some of the scores are a little skewed from what you would see in a normal golf scramble, but it adds to some of the fun and everything with it. So I think people have enjoyed that.
I think you need to play it like real golf, play everything down, no mulligans, play it as it lies. We'd be out there all day.
Yes, well, I was going to say that turns into an all-day event.
Yeah, exactly.
With some ugly scores probably mixed in there too.
Yeah. Yeah, some real ugly scores. And who wouldn't just, like, accidentally, you know, wedge one out there behind a tree or something?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's one of your many things that you're learning to do now as a new head coach. You didn't know – well, you probably knew, but you're probably learning a bunch right now.
Oh, yeah. We learn something new every day.
Ain't got anything to do with football, does it?
No. And that is a true statement there. It don't always have anything to do with football, but there's always something going on.
Yeah. Jason, let's bring you in. You and Carter are with the Big Maroon Club, and I guess y'all have kind of taken this on this year, first year.
Yes, sir. We last year, Matthew talked to me about Mitch Bolton stepping down and kind of getting some guys together that don't have boys on the team, kids on the team, and getting some fundraising going as far as that goes, some other extra events that we could do, the golf tournament, building on the golf tournament, and going into other events that we could do for the Big Maroon Club and for the football program to build on the future and help Coach Seton's staff get some things that they need that our competitors and rivals are building now. So that's what kind of – it's going to be our focus, kind of going off the golf tournament.
Hope you're not going to replace a radio crew. Is that on your agenda?
No.
No, we're not.
Said that, he looked at me as the other.
we're just building on and looking around West Tennessee and looking around Tennessee, and seeing who we compete with, and what they're doing, and listening to Coach Seton and his staff, what they need, trying to fundraise to get those things that they need is what we're really working on.
Well, I mean, they've done an outstanding job, first of all, in getting all the seating arrangements and everybody happy with that is a task within itself. And then all the stuff that goes on at the stadium on a Friday night, and we talk about it a lot, it is unbelievable of the things that are involved there to not only have a football game, but, you know, how the atmosphere to – make people want to come and just enjoy, number one, fellowship with the tailgate party down in the north end of the stadium. That's been a big hit. And then all the other stuff that goes on with the band. And I mean, in the student section down in the end zone. I mean, it is a great place to go watch a football game.
It is, and it's very intimidating if you talk to – I've got friends that have coached for years in West Tennessee, and that's one thing that they've said when I talk to them and have talked to them is Hardin County's intimidating. You know, you go there, these guys coach at Northside, you know, and Southside, whoever came over and played us that was around in the Jackson, West Tennessee area, they're like, man, the tailgating and everything around that is an atmosphere, and that's just – you know, just building on that, as you mentioned the tailgating, we're at the golf tournament. We're going to have a cookout after the tournament, and I have a big screen up, watch the Masters, just kind of fellowship with everybody that's come in to support Hardin County football and Big Maroon Club, and try to get some people out that want to see everybody that's there. I mean, Hardin County's awesome. I grew up here, and that's one thing I've always loved about it is how everybody comes together and supports kids coming up, and just being a part of the community is special. And I think that's what you feel when you're going to these football games. I mean, they're the most attended events in our town year round. And it's what a great support we have. And we're just, like I said, we're just wanting to build on that and see what we can do to help the future with Coach Seaton and his staff.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's take a real quick break. We'll talk more about the tournament and also some of the other stuff that y'all have planned for the tournament itself. And I talked to Coach Alex Seaton about a special thing that hopefully we'll get that pulled off as well at the tournament. We'll tell you about that also. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell in with you on this Saturday morning. Beautiful Saturday morning. Rainy yesterday, but looks like a pretty good weekend for Saturday and Sunday. Get out and do some things. A little chilly today, but it's going to warm up. I promise you, spring is here. Just March. March in Hardin County. You never know what you're going to get for sure. I'm here with Jason Fortune, Alex Seaton, and Carter Carroll. We're talking about the Big Maroon tournament that is coming up on April the 13th. We were talking about some events that y'all were doing on that tournament day on Saturday. And just kind of tell us about some more things that y'all have planned as far as not actually happen inside the golf tournament, but just around the golf tournament.
Well, like I said, we're going to do a cookout, some burgers and smoked sausage, brats, what have you, and just to encourage people to come out that support the Big Maroon Club or, you know, just want to come out and be a part of what we're doing, that would like to join the Big Maroon Club. After the tournament, we're going to have a big screen set up in a tent with our tables and grill, everything, much of our tailgating atmosphere at the games, and watch the Masters as the guys come off, cook out, fellowship, hang out. It's going to be, I think it'll be a good time. I've already talked to several people that aren't playing in the tournament that are coming, give donations, eat a plate, and hang out and see people that they hadn't seen or they just see once a year. We're just wanting to make this an event where guys are coming in from out of town, maybe former players, former coaches, just former, you know, fans that listen to you on the weekends, support Hardin County, come back home, come to the tournament, see people you hadn't seen in a while, and just enjoy a good time and a good afternoon. We're hoping the weather holds up because, like I said, we're going to be in a tent, but if the weather doesn't hold up, we'll be in the clubhouse. So
yeah, we got somewhere to go.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, you got somewhere to go, and that sounds like a lot of fun, and especially with the Masters going. You know, a lot of people try to run home and want to watch the Masters, but it's good to fellowship with everybody, like you said, and you don't have to necessarily be an ex football player if you're ex athlete at Hardin County or. Yeah. like you said, coach or just fans that want to come over there. And if you don't want to play and want to make a small donation or whatever you want to do and come over there and grab something to eat and just chill out at a golf tournament, hopefully we have good weather and it'd be a good place to go spend a couple of hours.
That's right.
That's right.
And, you know, Alex, I wanted to talk about – we were talking to Jason and Carter about this. They didn't know this, but we have kind of been talking about a special person that in the golfing community especially – for us, Mr. Alan Ferris, Pharaoh, a lot of you may know him by that. But anyway, he's not well right now. And, you know, he's been a great supporter of Hardin County sports. He's got family that is playing on two grandsons that are part of the Hardin County football team. And, thought it was a good idea for somebody like him that was involved as much as he was in sports and his family that maybe let him have the first swing, hit the first ball to kick off the tournament, you and Coach or Matthew now. I guess I can call him Matthew now. I ran that by y'all, ran it by Diane and Alan, and got it all set up, and I hope everything works out. That'll be I appreciate y'all doing that and letting him be a part of the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. I had when you reached out the other day about it, I thought that was a great idea, and look forward to him getting to do that for us.
Yeah, it'll be a good way to kick off the tournament. And looking forward to the tournament. We'll be at Adamsville. It's where it is. Like I said, it's just 18-hole scramble, $300 for a team, whole sponsorship at $100. Everything going to the Big Maroon Club and everything y'all do goes toward providing for the football team. And with the Big Maroon Club and what you, Carter, you can answer this or Jason, either one. With the Big Maroon Club, tell people a little bit about, you know, what y'all do as far as your part of being a part of Hardin County football.
Well, big thing is, and I didn't know this till fairly recently, but that a huge portion of the football team's operating budget comes from Big Maroon Club ticket packages, golf tournament, other fundraisers, and so forth. So just to be able to be a part of that, to sell ticket packages, kind of think about what you could add on to that, to find some creative ways to fundraise, like the golf tournament and the cookout afterwards. Just to be able to put eyes and ears on that, we need to send a big thanks to Kenneth Gray. He's put a lot of work into the golf tournament as well, and so very grateful for him. Just to be able to think through it in terms of not just a booster club, I guess, but almost more of an extension of the football team and a bridge between the team and the community, and to figure out how to get those two things working really well together. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and ticket sales are not hard. They seem to go pretty quick.
They do.
The biggest challenge you have is getting the people in their seats that they've had forever.
Right, right. And that's something that we're going to work on and talk about, moving forward, and also other events that Carter, Kenneth, and myself have been talking about that will bring the community out and get some support, get donations. And like I said, we're continuing to build, and we realize the program's gotta grow. So that's what we've been tasked with. So.
I don't think I realize, I'm not that old, but even when I played, it's just you just need your cleats and your equipment and so forth. And now it just seems like there's an arms race of stuff you used to see only at the professional level or the college level. Is now at the high school level as well. Just the technology, the instant replays, and all the associated costs that come with that. It's not as simple as just hopping on the bus and getting off anymore. There's a lot more that goes into it, and other schools have this. I mean, we've got it. We've remained competitive, but just to be able to continue building on that is a big deal.
Yeah, you do. You have to keep up with everybody. I mean, it's an ever-changing sport, especially technology and the things that you can and not allowed to do. You got to know that too. But I mean, it's amazing some of the things, and watching the setup if you get up into the press box and see all the people that are involved. Used to, like what you were saying, back in the old days, you had a couple of coaches. You know, you rode the yellow dog, you got off, you played, you got back on the yellow dog, and you either were told to be quiet on the way home or you were allowed to talk on the way home. Yeah. And you get off and you do it again. And now, man, there's staffs. And, you know, the first staff, I remember doing a game. We did a playoff game on the radio at Brentwood. This was years ago. Went over there. And when we got there, sitting in the press box, it was like a professional team. They had all kind of coaches just lined up with headsets on. Brentwood did. And I was thinking, what are we doing here? And, you know, we can't compete against this thing, you know, like they are. Well, now we are like that. We got a staff of coaches. I mean, Alex has found out he's responsible for a lot of things. There's a lot of technology. You got to have people to run that for you that are not on the coaching staff or maybe not at Hardin County High School. You got to get volunteers to help do that. What you do now, being the voice at the stadium, the PA guy, you talk about Kenneth doing the scoreboard, and there's just a lot of things that are happening on a Friday night that behind the scenes, and it takes money to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Got to painting the lines has gotten a little easier though. There's money involved in that. They got a robot painter now.
Oh, really? Who is that? Matthew?
That's the Ivy brothers. They got a robot that'll paint the lines, and they're straight. It's all GPS coordinated. And
wow. What about the checkerboards?
I imagine they're straight as well.
Yeah. They do the same thing there too?
They compared it against Coach Edwards, and it was just the slightest of deviations.
Yeah, you look where we're sitting at, and you go, why is that 50-yard line kind of got a wave in it? You know, is it a first down or is it not a first down? Maybe that's why that we're questioning up there, why are they looking at it? I mean, it's obvious it's a first down. Well, maybe that line bowed out a little bit, you know. You never know. But I appreciate you guys coming in on this Saturday morning and all the good work that y'all were going to do and trying to get done. The Big Maroon Club tournament will be held April the 13th. It will be at Shallow Golf Course in Adamsville, $300 per team, four-man scramble format, $100 for a signed donation, tent with food, TV. You won't miss the Masters. Good fellowship with friends, maybe some people you hadn't seen in a while. So be sure to drop by there, or you can just call and give a donation or come by there and give a donation. And if they want to get involved in this somehow, who do they need to contact?
Coach Seaton and Coach Smith's information is on the flyer that's actually on the Big Maroon Facebook page. But we're we can give our information out. My cell phone number is 615-485-3022. And give me a call if you want to get involved in it.
Yeah, if you want to put a team in or make a donation, those are the numbers to call. If you can't get anybody, call the high school.
I was going to say, contact the high school. Yeah. And get in touch with me.
You can find Alex somewhere. Just go to the football field. He'll be out there somewhere for the rest of his life. 20 hours a day, maybe?
Give or take.
During the season.
Yeah.
During the season, it'll feel like 24 hours, that's for sure. I appreciate you guys coming in and giving a little bit of your time, and looking forward to the tournament. We'll be there. I've got my team together, so bring your best.
You got it loaded.
Got it loaded. Load it up, because I don't think I've ever won that tournament.
So you need to pick better partners.
Yeah. Well, your dad's one of my partners.
That's what I was wondering. You mentioned program changes. You might need a new color commentator.
What's going on with him now?
It's a lack of professionalism at times.
Well, there's a lot of that going on up there. That's
what's
for
so
sure.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, we're just guys up there watching the game, just like people out in the stands. We just happen to have mics.
I'm over here on the public microphone trying to maintain order and calm, and And then I hear the WKWX room in an uproar over there.
Yeah, it gets pretty heated.
I'm having to shield the microphone from picking up anything from that booth.
That could have been Rozier in the room next to us, so beating on the wall if things didn't go well. So anyway, yeah, we just call it like we see it. We try not to be too biased, but we're for the Tigers. That's who we're for, and that's why we're there. And so I enjoy it, man. What a fun time at the stadium. And like I said, the Tiger Walk that they've implemented, the tailgate party. And we need to get that tailgate party like a real party somehow or another. I mean, we had a lot of people when we first started that, and it's kind of dwindled off a little bit. And I know parents have a lot to do with that, with, you know, kids moving in and then their kids graduate. But it's a fun time out there. I mean, it's a good time to have. I know the kids probably enjoy the walk itself, the music, and the crowd there. So, you know, we make it a happening.
Yeah. Get the next generation out there to get the little ones involved and that kind of thing.
Exactly. All right, appreciate you guys coming in. And, you know, if you want to get involved in this, you can call the station here as well at 731-925-9600. We'll hook you up with the right people, call the high school, or get a hold of Carter or Alex or Jason or Coach Smith, if you have those numbers, and they can get you hooked up. Or just call the golf course over there at Adamsville, tell them you want to put in a team, and they'll get you fixed up. But we'll see you on April the 13th. Should be a fun time. Pray for good weather. Carter, that's your position. Pray for good weather, and we'll have sunshine and about 80 degrees. Can you get that done, Carter?
Prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much, I guess. Yeah, so I'll ask Alex to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we may need to ask somebody else. But anyway, it'll be a fun time. That's April the 13th, Big Maroon Golf Tournament. Looking forward to it. Let's take a time out. When I come back, we'll look at other results of sports action at Hardin County High School as Lady Tiger softball was in action, tennis, and track as well. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. Back with more after this.
All right. You and me, babe.
Hey, hey. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Been a big morning. Coach Harville started us off with Hardin County Tiger baseball. They'll be in action on Monday over at Chester County at 6:30, first district matchup of the year, and then back over here on Tuesday for the home district opener. Start time Monday is at 6:30, should be the first pitch for Hardin County baseball. Let's take a look at other sports going on this past week. Lady Tiger softball in action. Last Saturday, they were in action, a doubleheader with Huntington. Game one, the Tigers tied it up in the fifth with a Neely Barrier home run. And then Sienna, I probably said that wrong, Rainey, with a walk-off single. And the Tigers won in extra innings 4-3. Callie Caldwell got the win for Hardin County. Game two, the Lady Tigers lost 9-4. Haley Welch went 3-for-3 at the plate in that game. On Tuesday, Callie Caldwell is a winning pitcher as well as they defeated Wayne County 4-0. Rainey, Barrier, Blackwater, and Williams each drove in runs in that game. So congratulations to the Lady Tigers. And then on Thursday, a big matchup with McNary Central as they were in town, district game. Lady Tigers lost 6-5. They had an opportunity to win it there in the bottom half of the last innings with runners at second and third, and just couldn't get a run across and ended up losing that one to McNary County. In boys tennis, the boys team came up short against Crockett County 3-4. In singles, Brody Riley won 9-7. Parker Gerrals won 8-2. Joe Simmons won 8-5. The Lady Tigers defeated Crockett County 4-3. In singles, Emma Austin won 8-2. Olivia Lewis won 8-3. Shelby Boney won 8-1. In doubles, Austin and Elledge 1823. And then in addition to that, at Crockett County, Milena Wendt won 6-3. Kaylee Strickland won 8-0 in singles. And in doubles, Wendt and Strickland won 6-3. In boys singles, Kaylin Hill won 8-2. Kylan Hill, 8-2. And in doubles, Perez and Hill won 8-5. The boys and girls team both dominated Northside this past week as they won 7-0 in girls. Emma Austin won 8-1. Olivia Lewis won 8-0. Shelby Boney won 8-0. Tess Ellidge won 8-0. And Lyndon Strickland won 8-0. In doubles, Lewis and Boney won 8-3. Austin and Ellidge won 8-0. In boys action, Zach Thompson won 8-6. Brody Riley won 8-0. Parker Gerald's won 8-2. Joe Simmons won 8-5. Gabe Perez won 8-2. And in doubles, Thompson and Riley won 8-0. And Gerald's and Simmons won 8-1. And let's see, in track, Jacob Saunders finished third overall in the boys' 100-meter dash, and that was a school record for Hardin County High School. So congratulations to Jacob as he got a school record. And then Lauren Carpenter, sixth overall in the 1,600-meter run, fifth overall in the 3,200-meter run. Jacob Castile, fourth overall in the 1,600-meter run and fifth overall in the 3,200-meter run. Cheyenne Wimburn won her heat and finished 10th overall in the girls' 200. Adam Harris finished 7th overall in the shot put. Ferris Rasback finished 10th overall in the discus throw. Jack Gray, Derek Robinson, Cam Heyman, and Jacob Saunders, 4th overall in the 4x100. And that was a school record that they set for Hardin County High School as well. So that'll about do it for this Saturday morning. I want to thank Chad Harville for coming in, also for Coach Alex Seaton being in, and Jason Fortune, along with Carter Carroll with the Big Maroon Club, and of course Kristen over at the station, and everybody listening this morning, and of course our sponsors as well. Coming up tonight, Texas and Tennessee, right here on 93.5 FM, round two of the NCAA tournament. That's at 7 p.m. will be the tip time for Texas and Tennessee. Appreciate you tuning in on this Saturday morning. And I'll see you next Saturday right here on 93.5 FM for Sports Talk. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Saturday. And go Vols.